Theater of the Mind.
October is a month that, for me, means costumes, stagecraft, and showmanship. At both ends of the month, actually. The end of the month is obvious, but the first weekend of October is ARCON, St. Louis's annual regional science fiction and fantasy fan convention. Unlike at many cons, ARCON's masquerade show and competition is one of the most central draws of the con. I am on staff, part of the masquerade crew, and I enthusiastically look forward to the show every year. We have a closed staff of regular crew members, unlike a lot of cons whose masquerade is handled by a fresh ad hoc group of volunteers every year. Because of this, and I don't mean to brag, okay, I lied, I'm gonna brag. Our refinement and technical mastery of the show has earned us the unofficial but widely touted reputation among costumers as the best con masquerade in North America. I'm the crew's prop master, so at last week's crew meeting, when the sound, lighting, and video guys were hashing out all their technical details, I got bored and my mind started wandering. Due to the approaching date, naturally I was thinking about Halloween, and it struck me how much our annual show is like putting a haunt together. Show night is an annual alchemy of sound, lighting, props, choreography, performance, and of course costumes, eagerly anticipated by the audience, and is put on by hardworking people who sink a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it out of pure love for the medium and pride in a show well done. If that's not a description of haunting, I don't know what is. Everyone can get a bit nervous and cranked up in those last few days before showtime. For haunters, it can be a very stressful time. Props and sets often don't get as finished as we'd like, and we can run out of extra hands to set up the lights and speakers and run all the extension cords and stereo cables. It sucks to have a really choice area of set poorly lit or not be able to hear the boss background soundtrack you spent countless hours putting together, but the show date is set. There's no pushing it back. When it's time, the audience will come in, so at some point the decision must be made. Either cancel or enact some last-minute fixes and bypasses so the rest of the show goes on. In the masquerade, those jitters are all on the costumers. We and the crew are ready. The equipment truck shows up the day before, and we get the stage ready and run all the lights and sound in one afternoon. The actors slash entrants, however, may have been spending countless hours over the last several months, or even all year, working on their costumes, and when they come up short on con weekend, they panic. That's where we step in, offering tools and supplies for last-minute fixes and advising on changes they can make in their performance to make up for a critical detail that will be missing. So say, you and your partner spent 2 days recording the soundtrack of your dramatic sword battle on stage, but you didn't have time to get the giant ornate anime weapons finished. Okay, we'll find you some cool music and help you work out a decent routine to do without the recorded dialogue. You only get 1 minute anyway. The important thing is being seen, so we'll showcase you in the best and most entertaining way possible. The audience didn't know what you were planning. They won't know the difference when it's your turn on stage. They'll see the costumes and applaud the effort. Haunts are a lot like that. You're the only one who knows what the original plan was or what that super cool animatronic was supposed to do. Run with what you've got and do it in a big way. Don't let it spoil the night. There's other people playing too, after all, and you don't want to be the buzzkill for everyone else. Just keep moving forward. Seriously, you can't know everything that might happen. Sometimes a prop breaks, or a backdrop falls down, a speaker goes out, or one of the key actors gets sick and has to leave. It's always good to anticipate anything that can go wrong and have a contingency plan for it, but you can't predict everything. It's the real show folk who can take everything in stride and keep playing through. Having someone on hand that can do repairs on the fly is a really good idea. I've been in more than one haunt where we had to stop the guests for a few minutes or route them around a spot that needed a repair. Likewise, at the masquerade, often the MC needs to stall while we get someone's helmet lights hooked back up or slip the joints of a PVC-framed prop back together. Usually the audience never notices it, because we've been doing this for so long we're used to it and we're pretty smooth with it. In the haunt, whatever went wrong may be obvious and the audience will plainly see the problem. But if the show keeps moving forward, it doesn't necessarily ruin it for the audience. Maybe they'll laugh about it, and it might help if the actors make a joke about it too. Or it might be best to ignore it and not call attention to it. Once again, the guests can see something went wrong, but if the energy keeps moving forward, they'll just write it off and look forward to whatever comes next. In the green room where the costumers congregate before the show and wait for their turns on stage, our crew has a good set of calm, encouraging den moms to assist the nervous entrants and offer an extensive repair kit for those last-minute breakdowns that always happen right before the show. Likewise, the experienced hunter never packs all the tools and supplies away on Halloween. A repair depot needs to be set up and kept accessible in case someone needs to quickly fix a broken prop or piece of scenery. Curtains and spotlights get pulled down. Bulbs burn out. Flats get knocked over and drop panels break loose on their tracks. Being able to quickly find the screw gun, stapler, zip ties, and tie wires can be the difference between a 5-minute inconvenience and an entire night with a gaping hole in the haunt. And may Sam's wrath truly fall upon any haunter who doesn't have duct tape on standby. Sometimes I think just having duct tape on hand actually prevents things from breaking. It's like a charmed talisman with a field of healing energy. As I learned long ago from those ultimate oracles of wisdom at geek conventions, t-shirts and buttons, duct tape is the force. It has a light side, a dark side, and it binds the universe together. Also present in our green room are snacks and plenty of water to keep the costumers comfortable and keep them from passing out backstage. I know a lot of haunters tend to think in terms of beer as the all-purpose life ration, but there may be young actors at the haunt who would be much better off with bottles of water or juice boxes. Besides, getting too tanked during the haunt could pose some safety hazards, so wait for the dead dog party after the guests are gone for the night to cut loose and start pounding down. Having some munchies on hand is also a good idea if you've been going gangbusters getting things finished since early Halloween morning and haven't eaten. Having your blood sugar crash in the middle of show night is not helpful. Been there, done that. And of course, a first aid kit and some cough drops for the screamers. Any actor that can keep his or her vocal cords functional all the way to the end of the night is a treasure and deserves to be nurtured. Which brings us back to the actors. Performers are the linchpin of the show, and they can make or break it. At a local anime convention whose masquerade we've been commissioned to run for the past few years, it always amazes me that many of the costumes are very crudely and cheaply done, but the audience goes just as wild over them as they do for the finely crafted masterpiece presentations. The reasons are twofold. The crowd loves seeing their favorite characters portrayed, and the kids, well, not only kids, but most anime fans are of the much younger crowd, portraying them are so outgoing and enthusiastic. Yes, some do get stage fright, but most of them are natural hams and they go all out when it's time to do their performance. That energy is infectious, and the audience responds to it in kind. The performer is simultaneously in two worlds, partly on stage in front of the audience, but mostly in another realm, the world of their character. The purpose of our masquerade is to show off the costumes, but often the main thing on the mind of the entrant is the performance. The costume part is over for them. It's been built. It is what it is. Now it's showtime. And now it's their chance to be whatever monster, hero, villain, robot, or whatever they want to be. The haunt actor, likewise, may be tasked with triggering a prop or drop panel or corralling the guests through areas of the walkthrough, but as someone else, or something else. And in the act of being absorbed by that character, the actor can maintain the atmosphere and energy of the haunt's story and transfer it to the audience walking through. However refined or crude, lavish or basic a haunt is, when the players are having a good time and drawing the audience in, those guests are having a good time too. That's what they came for. And if the sets or the props or the lighting or the effects or the whatever aren't up to what you had in mind when you started planning, no one's going to care because they're being drawn into the lunacy by fun-loving lunatics and having a good time. Things don't always go perfectly or even all that smoothly. They shouldn't have to. Halloween isn't a night or an accomplishment or a checklist of requirements. It's a lifestyle and a frame of mind. And fun is a decision. You have it if you decide to, and to hell with whatever else happens. We knock ourselves out and drive ourselves crazy getting this brief, fleeting show together, and before you know it, it's over. Outsiders will shake their heads at us for all the effort devoted to a pastime they may think is juvenile and beneath them as adults. In the con world, both those of us on the crew of the masquerade and the costumers exhibiting in it get asked why by people who aren't part of the geek culture and just don't understand. We're not getting paid, so why spend so much time and energy putting on this frivolous show? Well, as Louis Armstrong famously said when asked what is jazz, if you gotta ask, you'll never know. How many people have told you it's stupid or pathetic for a grown adult to be obsessed with Halloween? Screw 'em. They're probably just as obsessed with something else, like sports, that they don't or can't even participate in. You're having more fun than them. Be honest. We're geeks. Own up to it proudly and revel in it. You're creating a world. If you act in your haunt, you're creating yourself as well, in whatever strange or mystical or terrifying form you choose. Live the role. Feel it. It's Halloween. That's what it's for. The veil is opened. The real world and the world of shadows are combined, and we're flying through it like we own it, because we do. I'm Revenant, and you're listening to Hauntcast. This Halloween, let the darkness flow through you like a chill autumn wind. Always keep the ghost light burning, and happy Halloween.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.